a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are into a Second Date Update.
We are.
We love them.
We do.
People want more.
This is exciting.
If you miss out, by the way, you can always go to madtownjams.com and listen to our audio.
That's right.
I get it all the time.
Yes.
We're like, what happened to that date? Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
So this morning we actually have Trisha on the line. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Yay.
We're good.
We're good. So
good.
Isn't she adorable?
I like your laugh.
She's adorable.
Tell us, who are you calling in for a second date with?
Yeah.
I'm calling for Lee.
Okay.
Oh, Lee. Okay.
Tell us about Lee and your date.
So Lee and I met on Hinge. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Oh.
It's a dating app that like matches you with common connections you might have, like family or friends.
Oh,
That sounds good.
That
it sounds like the new Facebook one too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Cool.
Yeah. So we had some stuff in common, like whiskey tastings we both like, and we're both runners.
I love it.
Yeah. And we both love tapas.
Oh, delicious.
So we just decided to meet at dinner. And we met at Fuegos.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
And,
yeah, a lot going on this day.
Yeah.
I know. Really cool. So it went really well. It was going well.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Like,
wow. You know what? It sounds so funny. Like, she sounds like she would be like best friends with you, Tracy.
Yeah, she does.
You like actually. Everything that Tracy likes to do.
I was like, this is a down girl.
Running, tapas,
whiskey.
You name it. Whiskey.
Yeah.
I mean, this girl can drink.
I know. Yeah, she can.
Right?
All right. So it sounds like you had a really great time. I mean, how did this date end? I mean, did you get a hug? Did you get a kiss?
Yeah.
Did you have sex? I mean.
Oh, we want to know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Oh.
We just ended it at dinner, and he kind of like made like some sort of non-committal, I'll call you, text you or something. But the date was really good, so I'm like,
what happened?
It just sort of seemed to like peter out at the end. I'm
right.
What
right.
just happened here?
So how long has it been since the last time you saw? Has it been like a couple
it's
days?
It's been a week.
Oh, it's been
a week. Okay,
yeah.
That's
well,
not horrible.
It's not too bad.
No.
Yeah.
All right, girl, this is what we'll do.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song, then when we get back, we will call him, and we will see why the heck he has decided to ditch you for a week, because you liked him, and it seems like you had a great time. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, love.
All
we are going to do this next, Miss Treyway.
Yes.
We're going to get this date to happen.
We are.
With Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Madtown, we are in the middle of a second date update with Miss Trish.
Yeah, we are.
So she went out with Lee.
She did.
They met on Hinge.
Girl, I haven't heard of that one.
No, it's a dating app. I guess you have, what, family friends that are knowing each other? And
That's a great way to meet somebody,
though.
I mean,
why not, honey?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So they seem to go everywhere. They went out to Fuegos. They had whiskey tastings. You name it. These two seem to have done it.
Okay. Sounds fun to me.
It sounds like something you would enjoy.
Well, it does sound like something I would do.
It does. It's just really sweet.
I love it.
So listen, but like you said, Trish, you did all these fabulous things. And then for some reason, he like said, okay, I'll give you a call, like whatever.
Yeah.
And it's been a week since the last time you spoke with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Well, let's not wait anymore. We're going to give him a call, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do
it. Good luck. All right.
Good luck, girl.
Hi, this is Lee.
This is he. Who is this?
Oh. Well, first off, Lee, you have a very nice voice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We always
do.
We always like to throw that out there.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Who are we? Okay, so listen, we are a radio station here in Madison called Chris in the Morning Rush with Miss Tracy and myself as Krista.
Mm-hmm.
And we are calling because, listen, you have caught the eye of a beautiful woman here in our area who had a delicious night with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking tapas.
Yeah.
You got frisky with the whiskey.
Woo!
It was unstoppable, honey.
Yes.
You had some steak and it was all good. And her name is Trish.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, I laughed too. Okay.
Yeah. So listen, we were just curious because we're girls. We're just curious about everything.
Yep.
It's been a week. We want to know why you're not getting back to her.
Yeah.
What happened on this
what
date?
What happened? Tell us.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting. You know, okay, first off, I feel really bad that I haven't called her back. And she has been texting me.
Yeah, of course
but,
she has. Yeah.
So, but I got to say, I've never... she's the most unique person I think I've ever met.
Ooh.
Yeah, and but kind of like in a weird way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... you know, she's really cool, really fun. I mean, we have a lot in common, and you know, we're having, you know, really, really chill dinner, and she ordered like a beef tenderloin, right? And this is, I swear, I've never experienced this in my life. So she progressively threw the dinner, and I didn't even notice it at first. I don't know. I mean, I was focused on her, and then I just happened to see her. Like, she was cutting the tenderloin, right, in strips. Yeah. And then she kind of just nonchalantly took one of the pieces and just, like, popped it in her purse.
What?
She
like,
popped
while
it in
we're
her
talking, and I kind of, like, like, it happened, and I was like, in mid-conversation, and I just, like, saw it in the corner of my eye, and I was...
Are you sure?
Oh, my gosh.
He's even
and
laughing
I
about
tried
it.
To, like, not acknowledge it at all.
Right?
And I just kind of, like, kept talking.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, inside, I'm like, oh, my God. She just, like, literally... just put a piece of steak in her purse.
So she's like,
dropped it in.
She's like gnawing on this big piece of steak, and then she's taking like her knife and cutting like pieces, and then throwing it into her big purse.
What?
She's like sliding him.
Ooh, she's sliding
it. It was like, and then she was trying to be like,
oh my God, you guys.
So all I could focus on was
yeah.
You guys, it's me, Lee.
Oh, there she is.
She's on the line.
Yeah, Trish has been listening.
Yeah, she's been listening.
Yeah, because you're on Second Date Update, my man. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Trish, is this true love? Were you just like cutting your tenderloin and taking some to go? There are to-go boxes.
Oh, my God. That's what happened. Okay, so, yes. But the reason, it's not good. I kind of am so used to doing it now that I don't even notice I'm doing it. And it's not because I'm a total weirdo.
Oh, no?
It's cause,
Are you sure?
It might be a little weird to do now that I think about it, but I have, like...
A little weird.
I have a hamster at home that I'm really... I just love him so much.
Oh,
my little buddy.
Okay.
And I'm
just
thinking, like... Oh,
you feed a hamster
too.
Steak?
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh! This is fabulous! You can't make this up!
No, you can't make it up.
Wow.
And you're
well, you're a great mom, by the way. Give her a hand.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Thank you. I see why that would sound weird, but I mean, seem weird, but like,
ooh.
Really, it's just because I love my little hamster pie.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, what happened to, like, to-go box?
Right.
There
I mean,
it is.
Are they overrated? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Doggy bag.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. I'm sorry. It didn't even occur to me. I was just, like, not even thinking.
Well, I have two questions. What's your hamster's name?
Yeah.
Jingles.
Of course it is.
And then,
of course, Jingles.
And then my second question is, girl, what kind of purse are we talking about?
What?
Is it like a Michael Kors?
Girl.
Is it a Coach?
No.
Is it just a big handbag?
Yeah, what kind of purse?
It wasn't anything fancy. It was just like a little, like Puma bowling bag I got online.
Oh, a bowling bag.
Okay, kind of cool and funky, but not like, you know.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Just curious.
All right, yeah.
I mean, the ladies who are listening would love to know
what kind of purse
you got jacked up with tenderloin strips for your hamster.
Tenderloin strips.
That's right, girl. Okay, so listen. I don't know. This is what we do on Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Lee, Trish really likes you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we're calling, because she would love to go on a second date with you.
Yep, she would.
Would you like to?
Yes, she would.
Yes, she would.
Yep.
I love his laugh.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, I mean, Trish, hey, I'm sorry that I didn't text you back. I do apologize about that. I don't know. It was so awkward. And honestly, it just, I've been laughing about it, you know, and telling my friends for like the past week.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to offend you. I'm not trying to do that. I mean, I think you're really sweet. I would, I would totally, you know, go out another day. I think, you know, knowing now that that's your MO.
That's oh my God, I won't do it again, so I promise. Nice.
Oh my gosh, I
no,
love
no,
that.
No, 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 do it. Just, I mean, yeah. Do you. I just, it took me off guard.
Wow.
You know?
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy. Tracy and I love when these come together.
We've done it again, girl. I mean, we bring the connection.
We're like a powerhouse.
We are.
Well, listen, we are going to set you up on this date. We are going to send you out to the Thirsty Goat where they have some badass barbecue.
They do.
Barbecue ribs. But don't be taking those home.
Very cool.
Don't do that, girl. Don't do that.